This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, the big story right now here in the United States that's got everybody on the edge of their seat is the fact that the New York Post on Sunday reported that Hillary, according to their sources in New York, is eyeing running for president in 2020. And my response to that is, of course she is. Regardless, she's going to want to raise the campaign money and then swindle it like she always does. I mean, she violates every law under the sun. But it's Joel Gilbert who first reported it on Friday at American Thinker. So we're posting the article on Infowars.com right now. It's a lengthy, detailed 10-page report that you really need to read. We're going to be covering it with Joel Gilbert coming up at the bottom of this hour. Now, that said, I made some phone calls yesterday, and then I made some more phone calls this morning to some really smart folks in D.C. who are, let's just say, very close to Hillary's law firm. And I did some checking around. And I was told exactly what Joel Gilbert wrote from them. Because, you know, they think they have moles. We have moles as well. But I was told it's so she can try to maintain control over the party. And that her and Obama are working together, but that they are still fighting with each other over the reins of control. So they're unified in their attempt to block Trump's agenda, to take Trump out, to stop the Make America Great Again agenda. But that at the very top, then they're still struggling over the reins of power in the party. And so if she doesn't try to stay in the reins and tell her people, and she's still got a big cult behind her, that she's not running, then their power will completely dissipate. Already, contributions to their foundation are down by 80%+. Well, she's not in government anymore for paper play. But now they're doing with stunts like Bernie Sanders flying around commercial. Now, Sanders would go one stunt further, and Sanders would fly in coach. Of course, the word is he doesn't really do that unless it's election time. But there's the Clintons that own a bunch of jet aircraft and have stolen millions of dollars and are just unbelievably corrupt, get paid millions of dollars per speech. There they are. Hillary keeps distance from deplorables as she flies commercial. There you go. So that is all coming up today. We're going to be looking at it, but is she really running? Yes, she is currently. We're only a year and a half out from the middle of the election. We're only less than 2.5 years out from the actual election. So the 2020 election is already going on. That's why Trump announced months ago it was genius, because the Democrats are already campaigning against him. So the best way for him to get out in front of them is to get out in front of them. That's why you do that. But she is just arrogant and just crazy enough to actually go through with it all if she can try to stay alive. But as we all know, she's had more surgeries and more health problems than Darth Vader. And so they call them gomers, people that have had a lot of cancer, a lot of heart problems, a lot of other things, but that are really hard to kill. So they have a lot of health problems, but they're still alive. And Hillary Clinton is a gomer. She's got to walk around with back braces. She's got to wear the glasses for the seizures. She has been caught on tape having the seizures. She's constantly falling down. She's got vertigo. I mean, it's a hellish life, but she's trying to cling to power like herpes, trying to stay alive on a toilet seat, hoping somebody sits down on it so it can be transferred onto them. So this is big exclusive intel you're going to get. Coming up, we're going to lay it all out. Hillary's in for 2020.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It's Monday, the 9th day of July, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Joe Gilbert, who broke the big story at AmericanThinker.com on Friday that the New York Post then picked up, that is now one of the top stories in the world, that Hillary Clinton is eyeing a run for the 2020 presidential nomination. And she's going to attempt to unseat 45. Unbelievable. I made some phone calls to a lot of sources yesterday and today about this, and they said absolutely. And they broke down why, and I concurred with their analysis. But then I made some phone calls to some sources and basically bluffed them with a police tactic where you just say, well, I know that she's told you, and they've said this, so keep your infrastructure in place, even though everybody's pay's been cut way back. I know the foundation hasn't been making as much money, but I engaged a few individuals talking about, you know, how did she think she could win? This is crazy. And they just bluffed right into it. Unbelievable. So Democrats that I've called that are close to Hillary, that through my channels I've been able to talk to off and on over the years, they have been told since she lost about a week after that they were going to regroup and they were at least going to get the campaign money and they were going to control the Democratic Party process by her announcing her run early, then trying to control the party and then trying to pick someone that they would then hand the ball off to if her health goes down too much, which they think is a real possibility, obviously. But that's how they will maintain control of the party. And what Joel Gilbert lays out in the American Thinker article that we've reposted to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, what he lays out dovetails with what all my sources are saying, because Hillary Clinton's evil may only be outstretched and outpaced by her arrogance. She wears a back brace. She has seizures. She had a brain tumor removed in 2013. She looks visibly extremely frail. But she still reportedly works up to 16 hours a day trying to control her criminal network. She is truly a monstrous witch. But she's got her network in place. They are in a cult. They believe she's a god. They believe with the demographics they can turn women against Trump and have them vote for her simply because she's a woman. But most importantly, they're not going to turn loose of the Democratic Party infrastructure and money, especially after their foundation is 75 to 80 plus percent down. So she doesn't just act evil. She doesn't just look evil. She behaves in a very, very wicked, destructive manner. Whatever she touches turns to absolute crud. And the fact that she thinks that she can win again, or that she can even live that long, is a sterling example of how arrogance and false confidence seems to go hand in hand with manifest evil. By the way, you look at Bill Clinton, I mean, the expiration date is up on that guy. It's like you leave a carton of milk in the refrigerator at the back, you forget about it. It's a see-through plastic container. You see it all clotted up at the top. You go, oh, that must be old milk. I forgot about it. You don't even need to look at the expiration date. But you still do. And you go, oh, this has been bad for 2 weeks. You go over and throw it in the trash can. Or you dump it down the sink. And you look at Bill Clinton. You look at Hillary. I mean, they are milk cartons that have, like, green floating at the top. And they've been in the refrigerator so long that the whole plastic carton has gas pressure in it from the rotting milk, and it's all bloated and about to pop. But it's perfect. They look like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. They act like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. And they're saying, no, we're going to hold on to power forever. Well, oh, but they're flying coach now. Isn't it just darling? Isn't it just special? Isn't it just cute? Now, we're going to look more at this with Joel Gilbert when he joins us in about 15 minutes. First, though, when we come back, I have talked to not just Roger Stone, that has a lot of high-level sources, but I've talked to folks in the campaign, and I've talked to one of our sources in the White House, three sources today. And they have narrowed it down to the two people that they last were told, and one of them was told yesterday, that Trump is leaning towards. But up to the minute, Trump is looking at all the data, all the information. He's calling Congress. He's getting their take on who can get confirmed and who is the most original constructionist constitutionalist. And so we'll look at the individuals that are in the lead. But Kavanaugh was in the front of the lead until Trump learned, because he does have a decent voting record as a judge. But the connections to the Bushes and the connections to Karl Rove, I've been told that he is not going to be picked. The president's currently decided he's out of the running. But I have the three names of who's in the running. You'll say, well, Alex, you're right most of the time, but you said that it was going to be Napolitano. Trump told Napolitano, you'll be my second choice. But then reportedly some conversations happened, and now it's attorney general that he's being eyed for because of the fact that he's not too old. It's just that we want to get somebody in there who can serve 30 years. Yeah, but Napolitano, maybe 10, 15, you know, he's an older guy. He's still really sharp. And so it's more of a job for the attorney general spot. So we're going to be looking at that and going over some of those names when we come back from this break. We've got to end this special today or tomorrow because we're running low on a lot of the things that we're discounting 50%. And plus, the 4th of July week is over, but the Second American Revolution sale is what I'm calling it, and it's extended until tomorrow when we have new specials that will be launched on Wednesday. I want to thank you all for your support. When you go buy books, videos, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best systems are, we get them and we discount them and we sell them. And our supplements are the same as well. We have free shipping on U.S. domestic, can't do it international, and 50% off. And when you say 50% off, we don't raise the price and then say it's 50% off. It's 50% off. Many of these, like the colloidal silver bullet, and knockout, and products like Supermill Vitality and products like Brain Force are very close to losing money when I sell them at these prices. But I want new people who haven't tried it to try it and see how great it is. But I also know when people come in to get these lost leaders, they buy other products. But just check out the T-shirts while you're in there, because it sent shockwaves across the country to the globalists when Hillary for Prison shirts went out, 100 plus thousand of them. Now, granted, most of them we sold for $5. We sold maybe 10,000 at full price. We sold the rest between $5 and $10, depending on what sales we had. I can't afford to do that because a lot of our shirts are made in America and printed. So they're costing us $10. We have a whole section that isn't made in America, but still printed here. And a lot of you choose to get that. I understand why, because I can sell you that for $9.95 and make $5, but I got to sell the made in America for $9.95 and make $10. So fund the InfoWar, spread the First Amendment, take photos wearing the shirts. I love the new Reelect 45, because Walmart had the one saying Impeach 45. But we just changed it, same basic design, to Reelect 45, the American flag at InfoWars.com. And on the back it says, I am the resistance. That means you that are wearing it. And then we have Mean Like a Wolverine shirt with Trump on it. It's red. It's awesome. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. Without you, Soros will win. With your help, we are unstoppable. God bless.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. Always to be left alone in my average room. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
The president at this point, according to high-level multiple sources, has not decided yet. At 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, we'll be covering it live here tonight with special extended InfoWars Nightly News coverage of that because it is so critical and will deal such a major death blow if Trump can get a real conservative or constitutionalist or even libertarian confirmed on the court. It will be a big blow. It'll demoralize the enemy. But they're also obviously going to try to go in and block the nomination, Al Gore, Rob Reiner, Hillary Clinton, Michael Moore. They've all called for uprisings, insurrection, to block it. When we point out that they're calling for civil war and that USA Today says we're in a civil war, I say we'll mark this July 4th then on America standing up to these people and politically knowing we're in an information war, and they see it as a physical war, and I think you can mark July 4th, 2018 as the kickoff of the new Civil War. Doesn't mean it means North versus South or the cavalry lining up to kill each other, but political scientists agree it is a civil war going from a cold civil war to a soft civil war to a hot civil war. And they play semantical games in thousands of newspapers since last week, saying Jones says that there will be total death on July 4th and shooting and killing everywhere. No, just conservatives and libertarians and Christians and others being attacked and being drugged by vehicles and being shot and being stabbed and being thrown out of businesses and being denied service and having their ribs broken and on and on and on, the things you've been doing. Now, let's play a clip here of the president earlier this morning saying that he does want to let everybody know that he will be announcing who the new Supreme Court justice will be tonight. He'll make his decision, obviously, in the next few hours and then get them ready to be there. But that he hasn't made up his mind yet. Here it is.
I'm getting very close to making a final decision. And I believe this person will do a great job. But I'm very close to making a decision. Have not made it official yet, obviously. Have not made it final. But let's say it's the four people. But and they're excellent. Everyone. You can't go wrong. Because it will cement it.
Now, let's go over who I have been told currently is at the head of the line. Judge Amy Barrett, Trump really likes her, but they're concerned she might not get confirmed because she's too, quote, Christian and too conservative and too constructionist. I think she would make a really good choice. That's who I would like to see. Good-looking, smart, conservative, classical Catholic woman, a good person to replace Kennedy. And it would really knock down all this stupid Hillary stuff about we don't want women in positions of power. The optics are great, too. Plus, she's really young. She could be on the court 35, 40 years. That's a big bonus. But she is third in the running right now. You're seeing in the news that Thomas Hardiman is in the lead, according to Breitbart, that Barrett and Hardiman are in the lead. That is not what I'm told from my high-level campaign sources, high-level White House sources, and Roger Stone has sources as well. That is not who I'm told is in the lead. She's in the number three position. Hardyman is in the number four position. Senator Lee is in the running still. Kavanaugh is out. That's the big takeaway. Currently, Kavanaugh, because of his Bush connections and because of his neocon connections, because of his never-Trumper connections, Brett Kavanaugh, the minion, reportedly, of Karl Rove, not a big plus as well. He was in the running and was put forward to the president up front, but that is not the case. Raymond Catledge is right up at the top. Raymond Catledge is right up there at the top. So, Catledge, Amy Barrett, and then one other as well that I'll go back to here in just a moment. But first, let's play one reason I'd really like to see Amy Barrett in there. Remember when Dianne Feinstein started channeling the Jedi Council Master Yoda and said, "The dogma is strong in you. The Force is strong with you. Join me and I will complete your training. The Emperor has foreseen this. No, I am your father." Don't act so surprised, Hillary. You weren't on any mercy mission this time. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. So here she is channeling Master Yoda, saying the Christian dogma.
Christian dogma strong in this one is.
Here she is.
When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
By the way, I've got all my notes here. It's not Catledge, it's Keithledge. You can say Catledge, Keithledge. Again, I'm going to go over more of this as things continue to unfold, but some sources are saying Hardyman is in the lead and that Kavanaugh is down because of his anti-Trump connections. And that's pretty much unanimous. But a lot of folks, like I said, are rooting for Barrett because of what you just saw. But we're all going to find out this evening. Make no mistake about that, so I'm extremely excited about it. But let's hear that bizarre Dianne Feinstein clip one more time. Imagine if you said to someone like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's Jewish, "Your Jewish faith is strong in you. The dogma of Jews is strong in you." You would see that senator removed from office because of the bigoted statement. We'll come back more of that on the other side. And we will also break down the fact that Hillary is intending to run for 2020. And the man that first broke it last Friday is going to be joining us with the inside intel and more. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, EuropeWars.com. Next year's news today. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, the ninth day of July 2018. And as is so often the case, real investigative journalists first report on what's happening and then mainstream media picks it up later. And no stranger to breaking big news stories, investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker Joel Gilbert wrote a detailed article that I'm actually jealous of. I wish you'd send it to InfoWars.com for AmericanThinker.com. And I started making phone calls yesterday saying, is this really the case? There's some high-level sources, both Democrat and Republican, and they said, absolutely, and then they laid out why. And Gilbert lays a lot of it out in his article. But the big issue here is that Hillary Clinton wants to do this to keep control of the Democratic Party and to be able to swindle the money out of it, just like she's done for the last few decades, because her major foundation is falling apart and has seen donations to it down almost 80% because there's no more pay per play. So the only way she can stay in the game is to at least start the run. Some are saying even early, like Trump's done. Start the run next year and then use that to keep her nose in the party and then parlay it into controlling who the nominee is down the road, because she does have so many documented health problems that have been confirmed. I mean, my God, she falls down everywhere she goes. She looks like hell. Bill Clinton looks like his expiration date was out 20 years ago. He looks like molding bread. It's clear that they're not long for this world, you know, 5-10 years max. And who would try then to cling to power like that, like Hitler in his bunker? Well, when you've got so many crimes coming out, you need to look strong to your party. You need to look like you're going to win. It's a bluff. That's why they tried to unseat the delegates for Trump. They stole the nomination from Sanders. They tried to then push impeachment of the president. That they have deep staters staying in, and you see Brennan, and you see Clapper, and you see them all in the news saying, stay in government and resist the president. Don't follow his orders. And if you're young and Trump tries to hire you, don't do it, or you'll be blackballed once we get rid of him. That's all over the news. Overthrow the president. Kidnap his son and rape him. Harass everybody. Surround the Capitol. Don't let him get a Supreme Court nominee confirmed that he's about to announce tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. And so, yes, Hillary is planning to run. She's already told her people this. And I know some sources locally in the Democratic Party that are high up, and also nationally, and I called them and I said, so she's running. Man, I tell you, people are crazy. America rejected her, and they're very arrogant back until they catch themselves. They're like, well, how do you know? And I'm like, well, it's in the news, and I just bluffed you. Then they get a little bit owly. But I have talked to three Democrats who've already been told, and I'm talking to people that run major operations, okay? So I have sources on and off record, obviously. So Joel Gilbert's done a great job laying this all out, and he's the guy that first broke it on Friday. Here's why Hillary Clinton is running again in 2020. We've reposted it at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's from American Thinker. It's also at JoelGilbert.net. And Joel joins us always with big breaking news. I appreciate you coming on short notice. You lay it all out here, but you get into some other facets. But just recapping it right up front, I've talked to my Republican sources, Democrat sources, all of them. They say, of course, that's a no-brainer. And, of course, the president, let's play a clip of the president if we can, has said repeatedly that he'd love to run against Hillary. So here's President Trump on that.
I hope Hillary runs. Is she going to run? I hope. Hillary, please run again. Go ahead.
So, and he also says he wants Maxine Waters to continue to be the face of the Democratic Party. So Joel, from your sources and just from your research, take us to the end first and then walk us through from the beginning. But going to the end of the book right now, are my sources accurate from your sources that she indeed is already told the party and it's a done deal?
Yeah, I think you can see that it's a done deal. That's what all my sources were telling me. And if you just look at her actions and look at the equation, picking up from where you left off is the reason the Clintons have stayed out of jail for 30 years, despite a rap sheet that would make Al Capone blush, is because they make the jailers live in fear. You saw Lisa Page wrote Peter Strzok, be easy on Hillary because she might be president. So as long as people think that the Clintons have power, might be in power, they're not going to be prosecuted. That's part of the equation. Another big part of the equation is simply Hillary's life mantra. You've heard her say it a million times. When I was 6 years old, my mother told me that even though I got knocked down and the other little girls hit me and I fell down, life is not about getting knocked down. It's how you get back up. So the Clintons never quit. They never quit. Whitewater, Benghazi, email server scandal, Monica Lewinsky. They just never quit. They don't care. So when you look at the landscape as I've laid it out, In 2020, on the Democrat side, you're going to have probably the very best potential candidates are going to stay away because they're going to think Trump is too tough to beat and they don't want to ruin their prospects for 2024. So what you've got is a group of publicity hounds running with Hillary Clinton, and she's going to be able to get an easy 25% of the vote based on name recognition and her loyal followers, with the other 10 candidates splitting the vote. Now, Trump did something very similar. He had a loyal core of supporters, and every time someone dropped out, he'd pick up about half of those, and the rest would split. So this is called a path to the nomination. Hillary is the only person that has a realistic path, and it is realistic, and I think it's going to be irresistible for her not to take that path. And then the question becomes, well, can she win? Of course she can't win. Trump is going to beat her. But you have to understand how skilled the Democrats are at voter fraud, voter ID fraud, early vote fraud, vote by mail fraud, driver's license, motor voter fraud.
That's right. Trump, all evidence shows, won by a gigantic popular vote landslide, but they clearly stole at least six states, got caught in the computers by Homeland Security, state security, in five others. When this all came out, Democrats, like Bev Harris, she's a liberal, but she said no, Trump had a bunch of states stolen from him, so they're going to go all in.
They're going to go all in. Don't forget, remember, Hillary did not concede, even though she lost, because in 2016 they were waiting for maybe some votes to be found in Michigan, some votes.
And that's the first time I looked it up in U.S. history ever that someone didn't come out and give a concession speech.
Right. So all they really need to do is flip five counties in three swing states. Hillary can get 300% of the vote in five counties in three swing states. When the Republicans start complaining, Attorney General Keith Ellison will call them racist and put them on the watch list for hate speech. That's how close it was last time. They can flip a few counties through all these tricks, and it's not inconceivable. Don't forget, Hillary has $1 billion stored away for a rainy day. I mean, you didn't really think that all that Russian money that went to the Clinton Foundation actually went to hungry children in Haiti, do you?
Absolutely. Let me, when we come back, give you, I'm going to go ahead and give some inside baseball out here, but you know why they're putting all this Sandy Hook stuff out against me in the news that's twisted and not accurate, and why they're also doing all the other Pizzagate things that aren't accurate against me. Democrats at the highest level have been told they're going to partially run on that in 2020, equating Trump with me, even though Hillary already did it in 2016 and it didn't work. So that's another reason we know they're running thousands of articles demonizing me just to get name recognition up as a negative with Democrats to use me against Trump, which is another reason I was told by Washington insiders, yeah, dude, they're not running all these ads for nothing. Because these aren't news articles. These are paid ads. Newsweek and all these other groups, it's coming out as a scandal, have been paid to run all this disinformation against yours truly. So that's another sign Hillary is in there. They're not doing all these attack pieces on me just for fun. They are building me up as a demon to hurt Trump.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, looks like Trump may get his wish. Hillary Clinton is running for president 2020. You're hearing it here exclusively with Joel Gilbert. But here's the president talking about it recently.
Oh, I hope Hillary runs. Is she going to run? I hope. Hillary, please run again. Go ahead.
He was going to take Nancy Pelosi's place, and I was so disappointed because I want to keep Nancy Pelosi right where she is with Maxine Waters. I want to keep Nancy Pelosi. Please, I want to make a plea to my Democrat friends. Please, please, please don't remove Nancy Pelosi. She should be where she is. And please keep Maxine Waters on the air as your face and your mouthpiece for the Democrat Party. Please.
Now, I will tell you, I have talked to folks in the Trump system, very high level, and I've just told them, hey, clearly they're running thousands of articles a month saying things about me and Sandy Hook and things I didn't say to demonize me and talk Trump, try to hurt the president. And I know Hillary's behind it. I know they're financing, and I know that Soros is paying the news to run these articles. This is paid false content. It's bigger than just shutting me down. And they've told me, oh, no, we're fully aware of that. Just like Hillary spent $18 million on one ad of clips of myself edited out of context to then say this is Trump's buddy. But the crazy thing is they're going to be running against an economy that's doing better, thousands of new factories, all this good things Trump's doing. And then they think it's going to be Alex Jones. I'm not kidding. That is what, I mean, they already ran against Trump with Alex Jones as one of their main center pieces. This is bizarre. This is Twilight Zone. So I didn't mean to write myself as a gonzo journalist into the story here, but that's indeed what's happened, Joel. So give me your take on that, and then let's get back into your seminal piece. Here's why Hillary Clinton is running again in 2020. And she is running. She's got her people. They've told them. I've made the calls. I've done the legwork. It's true. And then you lay out why this is happening. Then let me just remind folks, here's the Washington Post. How a film about Obama's communist real father won at the Federal Elections Commission. And they've tried multiple times. The FBI has been questioning people about you and I in association with Roger Stone. Criminal investigations, new ones have been opened. This one was closed on you in 2016. They wanted to lock you up, saying it's a federal elections violation for you to make a movie about Obama 3 years before. So this shows how anti-free speech, and the same Democrats on the Federal Elections Commission, as you know, wanted me arrested as well. For my films. So Joel, let's just remember where we'd be if Hillary got in and why this is so dangerous. But let's go back to what you were getting into in your piece breaking down why it's the perfect storm for her to run again.
Right. We'll get into that. It is the perfect storm. Look, the Electoral College heavily favors Democrats still. In the key swing states, they're already busy registering new voters, illegal voters, motor voter, you name it. And they certainly have deep state leftists in the government that they expect are going to leak things about Trump right before the election. Tom Arnold, the actor, has been claiming he's got an Access Hollywood type of tape that would damage Trump badly. So Hillary thinks she has a real shot at it, no matter what. And what would happen, I think, in that case, if she ever won, and that's why, had she been president now, we would have had, Attorney General James Comey, McCabe, the head of the FBI, and Loretta Lynch on the Supreme Court, and all of the amendments would be under attack. First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and as you mentioned, my movie Dreams from My Real Father, where I think I proved that Obama's real father was not the Kenyan Obama. He was not the son of a goat herder from Kenya. His father was a Soviet agent who he admits raised him in Hawaii and radicalized him in his youth. And
by the way, your film is absolutely conclusive. I mean, it is just out of the park, documented. You cracked the case.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex. And look, I didn't exactly win at the FEC like it said on the Washington Post. It was tied 3-3. The three Republicans wanted to dismiss it because I'm a media entity like CNN, like InfoWars. If you're a media entity, it's been established for 30, 50 years. You're not in an election. You're just giving opinions and information. Three Democrats on the FEC wanted to forward me to the Justice Department for prosecution. So it died 3-3. So had Hillary won, she would have appointed another commissioner to break the ties or gotten rid of one of the Republicans, and every conservative would be on a hate speech list.
And let's be clear.
And you could be prosecuted.
The very same time they did that to InfoWars, it actually said, we refer him for Russia collusion to the Justice Department, but then they voted against it. And it's totally insane. But it shows what would have happened if Hillary would have gotten in. And so they think they've got more than a Hail Mary here. And it's all lined up. Like you said, no real candidates are going to run against Trump. Hillary's got the war chest. She wants to stay in the power structure, at least of her party, so that she can not get indicted. So what do we start doing ahead of time to defeat her? Because I noticed the Democratic operatives are always saying, leave Hillary alone. She's the past. Their bots attack us and say, Jones, quit talking about Hillary. She's the past. No. They don't want us exposing her now and going after her now because they want to keep her ready in the bleachers to, run out on the field in the fourth quarter. So what do you think is a smart strategist we should be doing against Hillary right now to really savage her?
I think the main battle is going to be on the voter fraud issue, voter ID issues, because that's where they're waging their battles in all the different states. I want to point out one other thing from the Democrat point of view. Some of them may see Hillary as cannon fodder, just like Bob Dole was running against Clinton. They may say, you know what, Trump may be unbeatable. Let's let her be cannon fodder, and we might even be better off with four more years of Trump. We'll tell everybody that he's racist and sexist, and we'll set ourselves up for the ultimate death match for America in 2024, capitalism versus socialism, and maybe we'll have a younger, newer candidate, probably an ethnic candidate Like Joe Biden said about Obama, articulate and bright and clean, but even more radical, another stealth radical. So they may not even care so much about winning a nomination, taking it from Hillary Clinton. That's another reason that she knows the nomination can be hers. But watch out, because Hillary will want to win at all costs. She has the money. And I think they've specialized in voter fraud for so many years. Back in Chicago, you know, every cemetery voted. That's how Obama got into the state senate in the first place. I think the economy and the public is going to get it. The big issue is going to be, can they manipulate the votes? George Soros, of course, the voting machine manufacturer. What a coincidence that he's in that business. I think
he owns
Brennan
a third of the machines. People vote on it. And let's also not forget, Joel, that they're going to be trying to have race riots. Like, they've tipped their hat, their hand. They want to sabotage the economy. So they've got a lot of things going that they think will allow them to defeat Trump. And they also keep saying, don't worry, he's an anomaly. We're going to get him out of there in one term now. So you're right. They're confident con men. They think they can defeat Trump. Hillary is running.
I think Hillary is running, and they feel like she knows she has a path to the nomination, and they feel that there is a path to defeat Trump. Even if they don't defeat Trump, I think they're going to spend the next 4 years agitating, race baiting, and registering illegals, and trying to have that ultimate death match against a personality that's not as strong as Trump. But Hillary absolutely has, I think, the ability through her $10 billion of free earned media. Don't forget, people forget it was 95% negative about Trump on the earned media. You've got Tom Arnold saying he's got damning tapes. Anything could happen. So the stakes are going to be so high in 2020, I think patriots are going to have to rally once again to prevent Hillary Clinton from closing the door on the Constitution.
Do you think Drudge's prophecy is coming true, that it will just be President Hillary out in the future in a glass jar with bubbles like a science fiction movie?
If it was up to Hillary, she would do it. She's probably, using some of that $1 billion to see how she can be preserved. A lot of our thinking that, well, she's too frail. She's been fainting and falling down her whole life. I have inside sources that she's always kind of been in some level of frail health. So from her point of view, it's nothing really that new, whereas conservatives are just kind of seeing it on display for the first time because she's out in the public so much. But I think she'll tape herself together in any
manner.
No, exactly.
She's always been a little Coke bottle glasses, little frail vampire bat.
Correct.
It doesn't mean she
Correct.
Can't climb up on top of us with her little tooth, her little Nosferatus, and cut a little circle and lap some juicy blood up when she represents pedophiles and everything else she's involved in. I mean, this is a vampire bat from hell. We're going to come back, do 5 more minutes with Joel Gilbert, then I'm going to shift gears into a bunch of other news. Stay with us. Remember, they're trying to censor us and block us. Tell folks about your local radio stations. Tell them about local TV. Spread those live links to InfoWars.com, the live video and audio feeds. That's how we bypass the censors. You are the resistance.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.